Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, April 24th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back. It's a Monday afternoon. We hope you had a great weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. It's a rainy weekend here, but it was our blue-white weekend. But made it through all right. Very busy around here. And it's real good to be back here again. We're glad you're all tuning in. And this is what we call our Alternative Media Day. Every once in a while, we just catch up on everything going on in the alternative media. Now, this Thursday, we're going to have Visigoth on the show. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about The Da Vinci Code. That's the upcoming movie with Tom Hanks in it. Also, Opus D. And also a review that he sent us about the movie V for Vendetta that caused quite a bit of controversy. And since he's the one that sent it, we're going to let him come on and talk about
it
a little bit. So with this alternative media day, Lisa, do you want to start with the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with the good news.
I always like to start off with the good myself. The first thing is we've said this before. We're going to remind everyone again. Every night, 7 o'clock Eastern time on RBN Network, Michael Collins Piper. Fantastic show. We listen to it almost every day of the week. Every once in a while, we're busy, out of the house, whatever, but we try always to schedule so we can hear that. I was talking to someone on the phone yesterday, Lisa, and I said, what shows do you watch or what shows do you listen to in the alternative media? And he said, only two of them on a regular basis. He said, Wing TV and the Piper Report. So
yeah, in fact, more and more we're hearing from people out there saying they've narrowed down the shows that they actually do listen to. They're getting sick of hearing the same old shtick from a lot of these people who used to grab their attention in the past.
Well, I'm sure they're sick of the fear-mongering. I'm sure they're sick of the endless infomercial and the sensationalism. And I hate to say this, Lisa, but some of these shows are just plain boring. I mean, like, we'll turn them on for 5-10 minutes, and we got to turn them off because we're snoozing. So, anyway, it was good to be in the same company as Michael Collins Piper when this person said that to us, and we want to thank him and tune in to what Piper's doing. Also, we received a letter, an email, about our Friday show. That was about rebellion and defiance, and this came from Patriot Jim Cujua down in Florida, and this is kind of an overview of what he said in this email.
He said, after Wednesday night's protest, everyone felt kind of resigned to the fact that nonviolent, peaceful protesting is quickly fading in effectiveness. Remember, Patriot Jim protests every single week.
Every week.
He continues, there's a sense of helplessness sinking in. These people are regular people, but they're becoming more radicalized. They realize they have to demand attention. I'm already there. Have been. No kidding.
We know that for sure.
I'm like a lion in a cage on a sedative. But you made a strong point that everyone has to make the next step. Get out of their comfort / choir zone. They have to make this decision. Their egos have to go. The fear has to disappear. A real patriot has lost his or her ego and their fear. They don't care what happens to them as long as attention is being given to the cause. And that's the beautiful rush. Either you feel it or not. If you don't feel it, get the hell out of this because you're just in the way.
Very, very powerful words.
Very.
And we're going to have Jim on the show again here sometime in the near future.
I've never really met a protester quite like Patriot Jim.
No. And to go out every single week on multiple days and stand on there on street corners and hold up signs and on. I mean, this is a man that I respect just about as much as anybody I've ever met. So.
Well, he has a long history of being an activist.
Yeah.
He was an activist in the 60s and 70s, too.
And I was thinking last night, Lisa, is if we had 100,000 Patriot Jims in this country, things would be a lot different. Now, just one Patriot Jim can't change the world. But if we had 100,000 of him, there would be some radical changes, I guarantee it.
You bet.
He's not taking no for an answer. Well, let's get on to the bad news now.
Already.
Already. There's more bad news, regrettably, in this alternative media than good news. And last week, I believe it was Friday, wasn't it, Lisa?
It mirrors the world.
Yeah, that's a good point. I believe it was Friday, Lisa. We're getting ready to tune into Michael Collins Piper. He comes on at 7 o'clock. And the show right before him is John Stattmiller's. Well, we caught the last couple minutes of what Stattmiller was doing.
Now, you can check the RBN archives for last Friday, but I believe the guest was Adrian Krieg. That's okay. Who it sounded like to me. I haven't had a chance to check, but they did talk about his book, so I'm assuming that's who it was.
But this happened to be a caller calling into the show, and actually what Lisa
did... Sure?
Yeah, I think it was a caller. I believe so.
You can check.
Yeah.
It was the last few minutes of John Statmiller's show.
Yeah. But anyway, Lisa did her photo gallery to this phone call. Michael Langston actually clipped this, and it's at the end of the show, so you can verify it for authenticity. But this is what he said after a caller called in telling him his thoughts on illegal immigration. And when you hear this, your jaw is going to drop, I guarantee
it. Okay, the man who was speaking to John Statmiller had said that one way to make progress, to move forward in a positive direction, was to deport all the illegals, stop all the welfare and assistance programs, and get Americans out working instead of collecting free money.
Right.
Statmiller replied with this. Here's another scenario. I say we have close to 40 million illegals, and what we can do, since we have 250 million guns in this country, well, let's arm the 35 to 40 million illegals in this country and have a good old-fashioned revolt. Let's take back our country, and then we can tell these fine people that, all right, boys, follow us. We're all going to go south and take your country back.
Now, I told Lisa every time I hear that.
My heart almost stopped.
Yeah.
When I heard him say that, we should arm all the illegals.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop for a minute. Statmiller says there's 35 to 40 million illegals. What he wants to do is arm all of them. Give them guns so that they can storm, supposedly, Washington, D.C., and take back the country. Now, I don't know about you, but the thought of 35 to 40 million or 12 million or whatever the number is, illegal aliens, all of them armed to the teeth, sure scares the hell out of me.
As if there isn't already enough crime in this country, and as if there isn't already enough crime being committed by illegals.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he
what
says,
are you thinking?
These fine people. Now, these are criminals. At least the last time I checked,
that's
Lisa.
Right.
Doesn't illegal mean criminal? So, John Statmiller wants to give guns to criminals. I don't know about you.
I would like to know what Frosty Wooldridge
has
to say about that comment. I'd like to know what our Minutemen would have to say,
about
or our Border Patrol
agents. How
about
his partner, Jeffrey Bennett? Jeffrey Bennett, even. So, I don't know. Call in the John Statmiller show. Send him an email. And maybe John, maybe it was just the heat of the moment, Lisa, but maybe he wants to rethink that one.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Now, we also got a letter, an email from someone, and I don't know if it was early this year, Lisa. I think early this year, I wrote an article about a gentleman named Sart. That's the name he goes by, Sart, and he runs a site called Breaking All the Rules. And he progressively got us more and more irritated because he looks down upon activism. All he thinks people should do is write.
This article was based upon a post you made in Sart's discussion forum. Sart is a Rents columnist.
Right.
And this had to do with the coverage or the non-coverage of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth appearance on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Yeah.
I was a member of Sart's discussion forum, and this was the time when I approached all of these journalists in that forum and asked why they didn't cover it. And they were ambushing me.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor made a post in that group that...
The first and only post I've ever made.
He never posts in any discussion forums, but he made one in that because I was getting ambushed, basically stoned to death, just for asking these people why they didn't cover it. And
he
wrote an article about that whole incident.
I compared Sart to a eunuch, and everybody can read this article because the Wing TV Hall of Shame is now back again. On the homepage, if you go to the center column, all the way to the bottom, we had so many requests from people to put these articles back online that we finally said, the hell with it, we are. So go to the middle column, all the way to the bottom, click on Hall of Shame, and go all the way to the bottom, and you'll see an article called Eunuch, Sart Eunuch, or whatever like this. But we got a letter from someone named Roger, who actually is a eunuch, and read what he has to say, Lisa.
He said, without getting involved in the political debate about your article, Message to a Eunuch, I would politely ask you not to discriminate against this group by insinuating that to be less of a male is to be less of a person. Men, in my experience, are the most misguided, hormone-driven fools for whom life will forever be a mystery.
You wouldn't disagree with that, would you?
Now, this is probably not a bad thing. Men are easily controlled due to their simplistic nature. I escaped...
Would you disagree with that either?
No, but I know a lot of women who are like that too.
Go ahead.
I escaped being male when I was castrated and was very grateful. Now, Roger. There's something called overanalyzing, okay? And you really need to look at the context in which this word eunuch was used. Okay, we're not discriminating against castrated males. That's a person's individual choice. In fact, it had nothing to do whatsoever with the literal word, you know, the meaning of the word. It was calling them cowards, basically. Now, we're not saying castrated males are cowards. You have to look at the context
but I'm gonna say
of the article.
I'm going to say that, Rod, and I don't even know if this email is real or not. It might just be, you know, pulling our leg, but Roger, if he's castrated, that means if he has no male genitalia, he still has more balls than Sarge
yeah,
does.
So that's right, Roger,
I'm going to make a formal apology to Roger and all the eunuchs in the world, because to compare him to Sarge is a disservice to
absolutely
the eunuchs.
So. Roger, actually, we think you have more courage, more raw guts than any of those male journalists in that forum. And that was proven on the day that I challenged them on their non-coverage.
Now, since you said that Sart is a Rents columnist, we have to get to Rents. And if you notice on the Wing TV homepage, there's two articles about the alternative media. One about Jack Blood, who we'll get to in a minute. Also, the second about Jeff Rents. And what he did, Lisa, was when he wrote his hysterical, frenzied rebuttal to the Wing TV articles about his blatant censorship, the one line, or the one part that really stood out, was that he said that during one of our broadcasts, and we looked back through the archives, it was May 25th, 2005, he said that we held up a Barbie doll, and it was in very sexually deviant behavioral poses, or something to that effect. You can read the exact quote.
Right.
But now, so we went back to the show, I said, Lisa, dig that show out, and did we actually, like, do something deviant with it? Well, this clip lasted 24 seconds.
Right.
That it. And here's the Barbie
doll.
And
by the way, this is the same dress. Yeah. We haven't changed Barbie,
yeah,
because we don't play with Barbie. But we haven't changed her clothes or put clothes back on her. This is exactly how she looked the day we had her on the show here.
24 seconds. And the reason why we held up the Barbie doll was because we were mocking, making fun of Jeff Rents, because he always puts these wigs on, these
right
disguises. So he has a wig on, he has fake glasses, a fake mustache, he has fake contact
now
lenses.
Now, wait a minute. Let's clarify something here, because a lot of the groupies emailed us after that show and said, you're making fun of Jeff Rents sexually. The whole context of that show was to call him out as a coward and a company man,
right,
and a hypocrite. And that we did. Now, we had a little fun playing a song by Diana Ross at the end of a show 2 days later.
And remember, people are still allowed to have fun.
Right.
In the alternative media. You know, we had a little sight gag. We were laughing and joking and horsing around. It was all some good-natured fun.
Absolutely.
What Jeff Rents said, that it was, you know, sexually explicit, deviant poses.
So
and what he did,
I guess, standing up a Barbie doll like this,
yeah,
is a sexually deviant position.
And you know why he did it? It's very simple. He did it to distract attention away. It was an old bait and switch. It was wag the dog.
It was an outright lie.
Yeah, it was an outright lie, so that you wouldn't think about him censoring these articles, and you wouldn't think about the 17
absolutely
members of the alternative media that spoke out against him.
Absolutely.
So he was like, well, let's get people's attention away from that and say that Wing TV was doing something deviant. Well, he lied to you. And Lisa, remind everybody again what you say when somebody lies.
When people lie to you, they're presuming that you are stupid. But hey, don't take our word for this. You can go on our website and you can watch that show again yourself.
Right. And see what happened. And, you know, the saddest part is some people were stupid enough to believe Jeff Rents and said, you know what, I really have to speak out against you, because if you're doing deviant things with Barbie, well, there was nothing. Rents is not
only... I
got
one from somebody... I'm actually being swayed to their side just because Jeff Rents had a hysterical fit in an article and produced an ad hominem attack that was based upon nothing substantial, nothing true.
Right.
and taking things out of context, rather than questioning Jeff Rentz,
yeah,
they have no problem questioning us. Why don't you turn it around and question him once in a while?
So not only is Jeff Rentz a blatant, multiple, Big Brother style censor, he's also a liar. On now to Jack Blood, and he came up with a doozy over the weekend, or I guess it was last week. But Jack Blood wants people to send him $25 now to sign up for his newsletter, this big newsletter.
That you'll get once a month.
Yeah, but what he also says that for this $25, you're also going to get an official Deadline Live media pass.
A press pass.
Yeah, a press pass that they say will get you into all of these events that you can cover. Now, here's something that we envision to be about what you would get in the mail. I mean, we're not going to send him $25, but he's going to send you this little Deadline Live media pass, and, you know, he's going to get a little string so you can put that around your neck, and then you get the string, and so you get a paper clip with it. And you can put the paper clip on it and put it around your neck. And this is going to get you into all these different events. But there is one thing on the back, though, Lisa, that kind of sums it all up, too. There's what it says on the back. If you believe this, instead of $25, sucker!
You know, an official press pass has to be authorized through Congress or the court or an establishment media venue.
Right. Now, we have some press passes.
Right.
We got these here for the Mike Gallagher event that we got almost arrested
but
at.
But even ours wouldn't be considered officially authorized.
These are press passes from the OKC 10th anniversary. But we're not under the illusion that that's going to get us into a courthouse or into one of George Bush's staged press conferences. Those aren't worth anything more than the paper they're written on.
When Alex Jones and Jack Blood had to went to cover the what was it, Republican National Convention? They had to get press passes from Fox News.
That's right. But
if they could just whip up their own official press pass, why doesn't Alex Jones have one of his very own?
Yeah, why doesn't everybody in
Jack
the world?
Blood. Right.
You know, why do you think that nobody real gets in Bush's press conferences? Because you can't just get press conferences like these. Or
press
you
passes.
Can't press pass, yeah, press passes. Or you can't get Jack Blood's little thing here with the string on it. But you also get some other things, too, don't you, Lisa?
Yeah, we envisioned what would be in this little Jack Blood grab bag that you plan to send. So the first thing that you would probably get would be Jack's very own signature toilet paper, which says, "Be the media."
Yeah.
That's one of his favorite slogans.
Yeah, when we questioned him about this press pass and said, well, you're giving people the impression that they'll be able to get into any event just because they have your little press pass. And he said, "Be the media." So that's what that's worth.
Here's a grab bag. Let's see. Oh, a decoder ring.
Yeah, that's the the Buck Rogers secret decoder ring that you get for your $25.
Some incense.
Yeah.
And it says here, because your room smells like butt.
Yeah.
Without the level of Jack Blood's.
And there's a bunch of other stuff.
A hand puppet.
Which is what basically Blood's making you, if you believe this stuff, a little hand puppet.
A wow, your ugly button.
Yeah, and plus, one last thing, Lisa, is for your $25, you also get a pet rock. Remember them from the 70s, a pet rock? So here's what it is, and kind of looks like there's still dirt on it. And it's like Jack just dug these up out of his backyard and says they're pet rocks.
We send out a newsletter for free.
Right.
Through the internet. Jack Blood can do the same. Why are you being charged for a newsletter coming from him once a month?
Yeah. We put 20-plus articles a
month. A couple
of
bumper stickers, which he charges $5 for two bumper stickers.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what it is? OPM.
Yeah.
Other people's money.
Right, and in this article we say, if you want to have Jack Blood's newsletter, you have to pay him your hard-earned money. If you want to listen to GCN's archives, you have to pay him your hard-earned money. If you want to listen to Jeff Rentz's archives, you have to pay even more of your hard-earned money. If you want to see the videos on Alex Jones's site, you have to pay your hard-earned money. So you see a trend here, Lisa?
Yeah.
Like a theme? It's your hard-earned money they want to take from you to them. And we pointed out everything on Wing TV, the videos, the newsletters, blah, blah, blah. All of this stuff that we put out is free. You don't have to pay to get on our site.
You know what you can do with Jack Blood's press pass?
There it is, folks. So, and anyway, one last thing is, if you send Jack $50, that means that the Easter Bunny is going to come deliver some eggs to you. If you send him $75, the Tooth Fairy is going to put some shiny little prizes under your pillow. And for a whopping $100, Lisa, Jack Blood will guarantee that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer lands on your roof this Christmas. So if you want a Deadline Live official press pass, just write sucker on your
head. Just so you know, Victor did email Jack Blood and asked him about this because somebody from Jack's camp sent us this information about the press pass that he's issuing.
Yeah.
And Jack Blood's response to Victor asking, what are you doing with this? He says, be the media. Yeah. That's all he said. He knows it's a total joke.
Yeah, and you know the funniest part about it is that Blood's people send us stuff all the time. Yeah. I mean, Jack's best buddies in his little forum are the ones sending us this information to let us know what he's up to.
Nothing's changed. He's still scamming people.
Yeah. All right, real quick. We only have a couple minutes left. We got another email from someone this week saying that they're canceling out their subscription to Alex Jones' pay-per-view website.
This is a rather long one.
Well, just read this paragraph right there.
Rick says, I tried to tell other people what was really going on in the world and used Alex Jones' website as a source. I had friends over and we listened to his show. I guess that was when he was beginning his downward slide. I was totally embarrassed. He was talking and he would go into the feminine, gay voices that he does and just rant and rave. And my friends asked me why I listen to this crap.
Yeah. What this boils down, as we've mentioned this many times, is Alex talks in this gay, effeminate, whiny voice all the time.
The Spidey voice.
Yeah. And we've written and we've told him, like, Alex, you're making a complete ass of yourself by using this gay voice, this effeminate voice.
Maybe that's the whole purpose of what he does. Because he knows it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Why else would he do that unless that's what he's supposed to be doing?
To push people
away. To make
away.
Everybody else in this movement who's genuine and wanting to get the truth out there look like morons.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard from somebody else in the alternative media.
He's the face of the whole truth movement.
And they told me that they showed somebody an Alex Jones video once, and these people were like, what are you listening to this freak for, this lunatic? He's ranting and raving like a madman. And what it is it just pushes people away. So it's only, it seems like, the brain dead, his cult members, that can tolerate it. But when you play it in Peoria, everybody's, you know, everyday people are like, what's up with this guy? Finally, Charlie Sheen. Hmm. And we knew it was going to hit the fan. This came from one of those celebrity fan sites. And I guess his ex-wife or current wife are getting divorced. With Denise Richards,
right,
is bringing out some very strong allegations against...
How timely and convenient, right after he goes on CNN and talks a little bit about 9/11.
So just relay a little bit what she's saying.
Let's see. Richards says in her declaration that during their reconciliation last September, she discovered Sheen was visiting websites with, quote, very young girls who looked underage to me with pigtails, braces, no pubic hair, performing oral sex with each other. Richards also claims in her 17-page declaration that Sheen accessed other websites, quote, involving gay pornography, also involving very young men who also did not look like adults. Do you want me to read the rest of this?
Yeah, just, it's, you know, he has a problem with
Richards gambling. Richards says Sheen told her he has a madam. Richards also claims Sheen has problems with gambling and prostitution. I guess that's in reference to Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah.
And, Richards, who sought a restraining order, claims Sheen told her she allegedly discovered the websites. Quote, I hope you effing die.
Bitch. Yeah, so here's the thing, and this is what everybody was worried about, is that if Charlie Sheen ever comes out again speaking about 9/11, this is instantly going to overtake the 9/11 material. And I don't know if it's true. I mean, Charlie Sheen's had a history of this kind of behavior in the past, but it almost seems as if it was planned this way. That Sheen comes out, he's the celebrity face of 9/11, and then all of a sudden, boom, on top of it, you get this other crap.
They swamp the airwaves with stuff to discredit him, and look who is so closely linked with him. So does that, by association, discredit...
Yeah, or Alex Jones.
Marginalize Alex Jones. Yeah.
And, you know, we got a letter in the mail, actually, and someone saw Sheen's second appearance talking about 9/11. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, which I don't even know what it is. But he said it was really bad. And Sheen's not saying to go to, like, Scholars for 9/11 Truth and blah, blah, blah.
Neither did Alex Jones.
Yeah, and you know what we thought it was? It almost seemed as if that the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, ever since last December, they've taken center stage. They've become the clearinghouse. They've become the focal point of 9/11 research. It almost seemed like Alex was pushed out of the side. So to compensate, he has this big Charlie Sheen scoop, but then it backfires, and now there's all these other allegations.
Well,
it
looked like Alex was competing. Has been competing with the scholars, and this is not what it's supposed to be about. We're all supposed to substantiate what each of us say. And another one is Webster Tarpley. Yeah. He was on CNN. He didn't direct people to the scholars' website either.
And he's a scholar.
And he's a scholar.
Yeah, so, I mean, why...
What's up with that?
They're on national television. Here's this clearinghouse, the scholars, and nobody's telling them to go there.
I mean...
It's unbelievable.
Stephen E. Jones' Controlled Demolition Report is critical.
Yeah.
Why not direct people to that?
Yeah, instead of, you know, it's like Lisa said, Alex wants to be king of the hill. It's all competition, and he has to get people to his site and nobody else's site at all.
Let's put it in the context, too. This appeared in showbiz gossip programming. It did not break through the mainstream the way the O.J. Simpson story did.
Right.
It didn't even push the Natalie Holloway story to the side or the Lefebvre stuff. It stayed in showbiz gossip programming,
and that's
the arena in which it aired, and now it looks like it's being squashed.
Yeah, so let's recap real quick. We're supposed to give guns to illegal aliens.
Right.
Sart is even below a eunuch. Jeff Rentz lied again, and he's a censor. Jack Blood wants $25 of your money for
send you a fake press pass.
Yeah, and Alex Jones is still being Alex Jones. So the alternative media folks is becoming disgraceful.
Hey,
find the good ones
if
out
nothing
there.
Else, they're consistent.
They certainly are.
Consistently bad.
And like Lisa said in the beginning, people are paring down now what they're watching, and they're only tuning in to the shows that are given legitimate information. So,
folks,
we're filling you in.
Use your discernment.
Right. And don't be...
a sucker.
A sucker, that's right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.
But there are, you know, on the monetary issue, there is something that can be done. We have approximately, my guess would be somewhere around 18 to 20 million illegal immigrants in this country. And my solution is very simple. Deport the whole lot of them. And then, of course, the first thing that we hear is, oh, my God, who will do all these jobs? And I'm going to tell you who's going to do all these jobs once we deport those people. All the people who were getting welfare, food stamps, Head Start, and all the other stupid government programs, they're not going to get any money anymore. And when they get hungry, they're going to go out and seek work rather than collect money from the rest of us. And that would be a step in the right direction.
Here's another scenario. I say that we have closer to 40 million illegals in this country.
You may be right.
And what we can do, since we have 250 million guns in this country, well, let's arm the 35 to 40 million illegals we have in this country. Let's have a good old-fashioned revolt. Let's take back our country, and then we can tell these fine people that, all right, boys, follow us. We're all going to go south, and we're going to take your country back. Then we'll enter into economic agreements between the two countries, and we'll both be better for it.